Hey everyone, welcome to the Stephen D. Podcast, episode number 9. As always, it is a pleasure to be here, and yeah, we're gonna have fun today. This may not be the longest stream ever because I don't have a long, an agenda that will take a long time. And also, I was just in class until about 6, and so it's been a long day. Thursdays are usually pretty long days, and that's why I don't do the podcast on them anymore. And also, Friday works out better for people. So, for those tuning in, or for those who couldn't even tune in, I do apologize, because the reason that I chose to do the podcast on this day in particular was because my mom is planning to come in to town for the weekend, which is pretty cool. Originally, I thought she was going to come in on Friday around the time I would be streaming, though. So, as you can imagine, I decided to withhold. Now, I don't know if the stream is crackling for you guys. I am getting a bit of crackling on my end, but the last time that happened, the stream wasn't actually crackling. So, let me let everyone know we're live, in case they don't. Okay. Just one second. All right. So, now, the way you can contact me on this episode, of course, is our usual. We have a Discord, which I may end up closing because last time it was really inactive. I don't think people used it all that much. You can mention at Stevo399 on Twitter, or you can use the Skype group if you're a part of that. And if you're not and you wish to be, feel free to use the form on that page of my website. But please do remember to put in your Skype name. I've had a couple people just say, hey, I want to be in the Skype group, and I haven't responded to them because it's really, you know, you should be putting your Skype name in there if you really want to be a part of it. But yeah, also, by the way, fun fact, today I was about to switch from my regular Coke that I opened at the beginning of the stream. I was about to get a bottle of Dr. Pepper, and then I was like, no, I don't really want to break the tradition of this podcast to open a can, you know? So, let me pull some stuff up. Let me pull up the This Is My Server Name server that's streaming rock music, apparently. All right, so we have a few listeners tuned in right now. Welcome, everybody. All right, so what we're going to do in this stream today is, so I want to start off playing Marina Break, because that is one of my favorite games, literally. I don't play it as much anymore because it's one of those games that you play for a while, but then it can get old. Like, it doesn't have a whole ton of replay value. It's like one of those time wasters once you complete the missions, except for those of you who want to beat your personal bests, get on the scoreboards, which I do that sometimes. And that's, I don't know, I just like the concept of the game because I like swinging a paddle at a ball and using it to destroy a bunch of shit. Like, there's just something so satisfying. I don't know. So, yeah, we're going to play that, and then I'm going to show you a breakout concept I created, and although it sounds like Marina Break, I will go ahead and warn you guys that, yes, I did use an oscillating tone to depict the location of the ball. Yes, ball movement is very similar to that in Marina Break. Yes, I did purchase for $10 one of the packs out of the CatTools sound library and used it to, and got the block sounds from it and used that. So this is going to sound very much like Maria Break, but realize that I did not use anybody's code. I did not steal any sounds. I didn't do anything that I shouldn't have done when making this. And, you know, that's just not my way when coding games. So, and then when we finish playing both of those games, I figure that I might break out some Psychopath if, you know, if it's not too late. And I don't think it will be, because these combined will probably take like 30 minutes or so, because I'm going to play through the entire mission mode of Marina Break, and then I'm going to play the scoring modes once. And so that may actually take a full length of an episode. Psychopath is my backup for if things just take like 10, 20 minutes, because I don't want to do a short episode and rip everyone off like that. That 10 to 20 minutes? Nah. But if we end up going like 30, 45 minutes on these games, then I won't pull out Psychopath until the next episode or the following one after that. Which actually reminds me, I know I haven't had a co-host in a while, but I'm going to in the next episode, because Bailey Alger, the guy from episode 1, he's going to come back and he's going to play Laser Breakout with me, which is another cool game by the guy who created Marina Break, Yukio. So. Wow. More people tuning in. Welcome, everybody. All right, so let's pull open the Marina Break. Let's see. Boom. Marina Break 1.0 English. Oh, that's the logo. Marina Break. Now, of course, let me know if y'all can't hear the game or if it's too loud or whatever. Just let me know. Liam says, I'd co-host with you, but I'm way cooler than you. I mean, that's actually true, so I'm not going to dispute that. Okay, so I have to register my player name. Of course, you have to enter one here. It doesn't do like the Great Toy Robbery or Scramble, where you it'll pick a name for you. Okay, so we're just gonna call Steve-O.
S-T-E-V-O. Okay, button. Space press. Player name set to Steve-O. Enjoy. Marina Break 1.0 English. Marina Break 1.0 English. List. Missions not selected. Missions not selected.
Alrighty, and we have the glorious main menu. Let me check some messages. Okay. So yeah, y'all just let me know if there's any audio trouble. I don't think there should be, because audio is one of the things I really check nowadays, because I'd get paranoid that I screwed something up, because I have done that in the past several times, not knowing how to use this stuff. Of course, we gotta drink some Coke before we play the game. Okay, so yeah, here we have our custom little main menu, and here are the options in there. So we got the missions, and there are 10 of those, so you play through one and you can unlock the next, and that's what we're going to play through. We're going to play through the missions. Got the score attack, velocity, time, and the tutorial. Oh yeah, we've got the tutorial. And there's the scoreboard, which I'm going to be on. And then you can adjust the volume of the background music. And I turned it down a little. Key config. Now, I like to change my key config because it into something that makes a little more sense to me. Normally, you hit C to smack the ball to the left, X to smack it straight up, and Z to smack it to the right. But I like to change that to A, S, and D. A to swing it to the A to swing it to the left, S to swing it upward, and D to swing it to the right. And that doesn't make sense. Like, I can see why Yukio did it the way he did, but this is just the way I like to have my own personal key config. So I'm gonna run through this. So left is in move left.
Right. Up. Down. Right, right, swing left there, default pole, Z, right there. A. Right, swing left there, default pole, X, right there. S. Right, left, swing left there, default pole, Z, right there. D. Show target info.
D.
Key config saved.
Wait. Hold on, I did that wrong. Position,
source, deposit, time, attack, tutorial, new scoreboard, adjust BPM volume, key config. Press a key 1 to assign when the action name is spoken, left, marine upgrade 1, right, up, down. Racket, right, swing, left, there, default, pole, Z, right, there, D. Racket, straight, swing, left, there, default, pole, X, right, S. Racket, left, swing, left, there, default, pole, A. Show target info.
Tab. And of course, we have the obligatory pause screen, which is the tab key.
Key config save. Marine upgrade 1.0 for English. This mission.
Alright, so I think I'm going to skip the tutorial. Excuse me. Now, I'm going to skip the tutorial, because I don't really think we need it right now. I'm going to shut the folder here. Alright. So, let's start the missions. Now, so again, this is the game where you have to...
Okay, let's get started. Marine upgrade 1.04.
You have to destroy blocks with the ball.
Okay, let's get started. There are some blocks lined in front of you with three rows and four columns. Hitting them is easy since all of them are large and weak. Just be careful not to stop the ball.
Okay, so yeah, there's like... What mission one is that there's going to be three, like, rows... Three 4x4, or three 4-wide rows of bricks, and we got to smack the ball up with the paddle and break them.
Level one, gold, gold targets.
So we got 12 of them to destroy. And here we go. Now the ball is here. I'm gonna go all the way to the ground, and I'm gonna hit it up. Dang it, I missed it. I'm so rusty. Okay, 14 seconds. I'll take that. I don't think that was my best time ever, but yeah, I'm really rusty at this game. I don't play it nearly as much as I used to, but I figured that since I was showing you my breakout concept, that I would, you know, demonstrate it. I'm gonna check the Discord. Nope, nothing. All right, dude. I hate having a bunch of windows open. That is the one downfall to doing this. Is I just hate having all the windows. So yeah, let's move on to the next one.
Made a best time, plus 14 seconds left there, previous record goal, 0 minutes, 0 seconds right there.
Okay, made a best time.
Press enter to play the next stage. If you want to go back to the main menu, press escape. The center of this field is empty and there are some blocks lined on the wall on each side. Try to launch the ball diagonally to get rid of them faster.
Okay, so what I'm going to have to do in this is, instead of hitting it straight up like that, I'm going to have to hit it either to the left or to the right, and I'm going to put myself in the center of the field, which it already does for you automatically, so... Once I get in here, I'm not going to do any moving. I'm just going to smack the ball. So here we go. 12 more. Whoa. I always hit the ball way too high on these levels. That's... Okay, 34 seconds. I don't like that too much, but, you know, I'll take it.
Made best time, plus 34 seconds left there, previous record, cold, 0 minutes, 0 seconds right there, 7 cold, 45 p.m. Press enter to play the next stage. If you want to go back to the main menu, press escape. Small box over here.
Oh, small blocks. Small blocks with smallpox.
But these are also destroyable by one hit. There is a blank space on the left side of the field. If you can name it, destroy it. All those are counting on the blocks and destroy a lot of them. Level 3, pulling 19 targets.
Yeah, so basically what that means is that there are a lot of blocks at the center and to the right of the field, and it wants me to smack the ball to the left side because there's a gap, and it's hoping that I can smack the ball, like, up into the air and get it over the top of the other blocks, so that when it comes to the right, it'll just start bouncing on all of them and destroying them. I've never been able to do that, though. Oh. Maybe. I'm not gonna hit it again. Unless there's a necessity. Which I don't. Yeah. Okay, there's. I think there's.
13, 13, 14, 13, 18, 13, 14, 14.
Three blocks remaining.
Level 39 seconds.
You see, just notice how it keeps taking longer and longer.
Make time. Plus 39 seconds left there. Previous record, 0 minutes, 0 seconds right there. Press enter to play the next stage if you want. Wow, lots of small ones.
Oh.
Discussion time. Clear the ball.
Destruction time, I like that.
Level 40 targets.
Destruction time. Liam says 14 seconds. I'll take that. If I had a dollar for every time I heard that. Okay. Oh yeah, this is the destruction time level. I forgot what I was doing for a second. Here we go. Die very hard. There needs to be a game like this, but kind of done like Table Flipper. And the randomness of sound. So you put in your own. Oh my god, I can't hit it. But, so you put in your own blocks. And even maybe your own ball sounds. And so you just go around destroying stuff. That would be so entertaining. There's like one block and. Yep, there is one block. And it's like right in the middle. There we go. Oh my god.
Marina break 1.0 made the best time. Plus 74 seconds left there. Previous record colon 0 minutes 0 seconds right there. Press enter to play the next stage. If you want to go back to the main menu, press escape. It's getting harder.
It's getting harder. It's, yeah. And not even. Liam, keep your mouth shut.
The white blocks covered with smaller ones are tough.
So, we have basically wide blocks now, and they're gonna be sheltered by the little small blocks.
Destroy the covering blocks first, then hit the tough ones with high dash speed of ball.
Okay.
It's also effective for some attack using gravity by launching the ball very high. Level 5, pull 51 targets.
Let me see if there's a gap.
29, HP 0, 51 targets remaining. 12, 43, HP 0, 0.1. 11, 10, 9, 8, 12, 8, 12, 8, 12, 9, 4.
Okay, so there is a gap, I believe.
51 targets, ball pull to 10.0, 6.0, 3.1.
Or we'll just do it the brute force way.
Mm-hmm.
think I just got a Skype message, but check it after I break all this shit. So you know what I think might happen? Is I might actually, instead of playing the velocity attack mode, because I'm never gonna do this again. I mean, I don't know how it happened in the first place, but I think that instead of doing that, I'm gonna play you guys the recording of me getting a velocity of 623. And to put that into perspective, here's how fast the ball is going. The velocity is 1 right now, and it's moving pretty fast. So, I'm gonna show you what happens when it goes 623. Also, if I can ever destroy this... Whoa. Where is the thing? Oh, They're both right there on the side. So, Liam wants another peek at Scramble. And I think that I can do that for you guys at the end. And show off the new voiceovers we have, but I'll play a game of Rigged. Because I know that I've done Scramble quite a bit on the podcast, so it's going to be the last thing I do. So that means, Liam, you have to stick around. You have to watch the whole episode. Okay, I cannot destroy these damn... I don't get it. What is going on here? Like, I think the ball has touched every inch of this board, except for where those two blocks are. Okay. Making progress. But we still have one more. There we go. God. That freaking took forever. And like, that's how you know that someone blind is hitting the ball around, if it takes that long. 3 minutes? Are you freaking serious? 7:54 p.m. So we're gonna play stage 6. So yeah, I figure what we're gonna do is we're gonna play this, and then I might go ahead and show you the recording of what 623 velocity sounds like. If I can access it, and I think I can.
Some more tough blocks are mine.
So we've got some more tough blocks.
But the smaller blocks are protecting them as always. The previous strategy will also be effective for this stage.
So I think this is the exact same as level 5, except it's got more blocks on it.
Level 6, gold, 69 targets.
Yep. Wow. Definitely are not 69 targets anymore. Yeah, so it was exactly, kind of like level 5, but it had 20 more targets on it. Ooh. God. Maybe I can clear this in a little less than 3 minutes. Even though we have more blocks. Yeah, games like this are a lot like pinball though, because as you can see, I'm just kind of sitting here. Okay, so there are three targets. Remember, everything was easy until this point during the last level. Oh my god. Wait. Okay. That's a step in the... Nice. Notice how this had more blocks on it, but I cleared it twice as fast. Man, that's bullshit. There we go. There are quite a few of you tuned in. I'm just gonna check some messages. Hi, Allie. Welcome to the podcast. Alright, so I think I'm going to leave the Discord open for another couple of minutes, and then I'm just going to close it, because I don't think it's being used, and again, I don't like Windows. Okay. Well, I can't see anything. And I don't think you can either, Yu-Gi-Oh! No, I don't think it's... somehow I don't think it's going to be longer than Stage 5. And also, if you can hear that in the background, that's my dog deciding to join into the stream by playing with the squeak toy. So I hope you enjoy. Whoa. Now the one thing is, and we'll see this in a couple of stages, is that the ball can and will get stuck. One sec. Nah, Liam, the dog isn't using the cat as a squeaky toy, although he did once have this little cat squeak toy. And he also has a monkey, he plays with a teddy bear, he has some ropes, he has a pacifier, all this different stuff. But ironically enough, the one cat toy that he got that was shaped like a cat, he freaking shredded it the first couple of days. So, you know, it's a bit concerning, but not really. Whoa. You know, this podcast is looking like it's gonna go for the right amount of time. I forgot how long these missions took. You know, I actually had another breakout game that I had created with a really interesting mission where you had to, like, a bunch of favors for a cat because he wanted to sleep on the table, so you had to break all the bricks off. And then he wanted something from the office, but the gate was up, so you had to go break the gate down. And then you had to destroy the security computer because breaking the gate set off the alarm. It was just a really funny kind of, and I can't access that right now. So
level 7 cold, clear time, 1 minute 38 seconds.
Yeah, you see, this It said this would be longer than the previous stages, and it's beaten both of them in time.
Made up this time, plus 98 seconds left there, previous record, 0 minutes, 0 seconds right there. Press enter to play the next stage.
You lied to me, Yukio.
Damn, the small blocks are covered.
Well, damn.
Damn, the small blocks are covered.
They're tougher, huh?
Marie, damn, the small blocks are covered. And lots of protecting blocks as always. And lots of protecting blocks as always.
Lots of protecting blocks as always. Man, Yukio was not very creative with these descriptions. He just, like, for the last three stages, it's just like, yeah, here are the protective blocks as always, and here are some more small blocks. It's the same as the last couple stages, except, you know, it's a little tougher. Have fun.
Next stage, there are 8 sets of them.
Oh, 8 sets.
Also, the sets are sandwiched by white blocks. The top of sandwich is very high. Launch the ball lighter so that it can reach the top. Let's call it 86 targets.
Oh, so this is a little different. We gotta... It wants us to go to the top so we can hit the top of the sandwich. Okay. Is it an ice cream sandwich? Oh, we're gonna get the top of the sandwich. There we go. Man, next stage, stage 9 is really when the ball will, the way he laid it out, the ball will tend to get stuck very easily. And like, you can think it's just flying or whatever, but it's caught in between the two blocks, and you lose the game just on the flip of a coin. Hey, that ain't cool, dude. Really need to do another episode with sampling. So what I want y'all to do is just to start messing with Sam until he finally releases, or he finally adds new stuff in constant motion, so we can revisit it and bring him back in the podcast. Okay, what?
5 targets remaining.
5 blocks.
1.0 English.
Don't let this be another stage 5, please. We're looking good so far. Alright. Okay, Dropbox. Dropbox has started doing this annoying thing where it just opens windows randomly. Okay, now.
Let's see where those are. Oh,
there's one target. I have a feeling it's getting really close, but just missing it. Oh my. I hate it when it, like, misses one right there at the corner, or right there at the side, because it is so hard to hit those. Oh! of course, didn't just break. Now it did. 3 minutes 34. Okay, yep, this is the infamous level 9. Oh god. Yeah, I don't know about this, guys. I don't know. Yep, that's what I was saying. You can think it's going perfectly fine, and then you lose the game. Okay, so you gotta be careful about this one. So what I tend to do is attack it from the lower, like the lower layer. That way I can just eat away at the stuff down here and cut a path for myself. See what I mean? You can just... you can just think everything is good, and then all of a sudden, boom. That literally just made me jump. Jeez, the dog's having fun in there.
This mission is not connected. Missions. This level 1 this time, level 9. It's getting much harder from here, as you can expect. Layer of light be careful. Level 9 gold.
I hate you, Yukio. Hope we can actually get through this time. I think we will, because as you can tell, the ball is able to go much higher now.
Thank you.
Oh. Yeah. We're almost done. I don't think the ball's gonna get stuck. There's, like, nowhere for it to get stuck. So, yeah, I think I'm gonna forgo the score attack mode because I honestly thought this wasn't gonna last as long as it did. And things have been kind of adding up in the episode so that we will actually have a long enough podcast. And that also means I can save Cycle Path for next time. Or the time after, I mean, because next time I'm going to see if Bailey will stream Laser Breakout. Three targets.
18, 15, 3, 54, HP 2.6.
One of them's in the middle. Okay. I think we broke the... I mean, one of them was at the side, and I think we broke it. There's one remaining. Yeah, it's right in the middle. We'll break that pretty soon. There we go. So that was the 3 minutes that wasn't spent smacking the ball around an empty field. So I'm okay. Okay, so here's stage 10. And
yeah, this is the final level. I can't explain the last layout because it has too many targets. The tower of blocks is very high, keeps me in sweep the field. You can do it, let's begin the last challenge. Level 10, 225 targets.
Okay, so I can kind of explain this, right? So, when you first start, at the very bottom, there is a wall. And you it has 100 health, like that. It's one huge block stretching all the way across the bottom of the field with 100 health. You have to bust through that. And then you have to just break everything that's just stacked up behind it. All these little blocks stacked up behind it. But, of course, I like this level because I just like bashing through this wall. Don't get stuck. Please, don't get stuck. Targets. So we're over halfway done. Oh, hell yeah, this podcast will probably be over an hour. You know, I was really afraid it was going to be way too short. And I don't want. And I know that you guys would prefer longer streams. Or at least some of you, and I don't want to rip you guys off by producing like a 5-minute episode.
Wait, 74 targets remaining.
74 targets and I can't break a single one. What the crap? Oh. Just because they're all the way up there. Come on. There we go.
57 targets remain. 1.04 inches.
I kind of wish this game had achievements, though. Oh, yeah. Now we're talking. See, I like smashing through the wall, but I hate that all these things are way up there.
Targets remain 20, 76, 19, 76, all gold at 1.48, 90.38, 7, 75, 86, 76, 23, 1.04 English.
Okay. So I know where they're at. And I hit one. Oh my god. Here we go. Yeah, thankfully this is the last one. These can be fun, but sometimes they can also be very tedious. Oh my god. It got caught under the club.
Three targets, 8, 76, 7, 76, 6, 76, 3, 3, 1.04 English.
You know what? I think that I'm gonna call it quits for this Misty mode. Because now it's just annoying. So what I want to show you is what it's, because this game, you know, it has a velocity mode, and I want to show you what it sounds like when you get the peak velocity of the ball to go to 623. So, without further ado, here you go. Oops. If it plays. Should be. Come on. Let me see. I'm gonna download it. There we go. Now it should work. And what you're hearing are power-ups, like that's what those little things are. The things that are dinging. And there you go, folks. That is the 623 velocity. Oh my god. That was funny. I think it speeds up one more time. But not quite as, well, drastically as the other time. Oh my goodness. Oh. Yep, that's it. That's all for the interesting bit in regards to that. So, next, what I want to show you is this breakout concept that I came up with, and we won't spend nearly as long on this. In fact, I'm thinking 5 minutes or so, because then I want to show you what the scramble voiceover sounds like and the rigged mode. And once I do that, then I'll end the episode. So, I'm gonna get out of here. Oh, apparently that was recorded. Oh, we have quite a few listeners right now. But yeah, apparently that was recorded around last year at this time. Hey. Okay. Let's see. Now. So here we are.
Select output device colon, combo box, Microsoft sound.
There we go. Yeah, we're on the breakout menu. And of course, this is the tutorial.
Story mode, bonus rounds, shop, exit.
But shop, what we exit, have tutorial in this menu is we have a tutorial.
Levels.
Which I haven't implemented those because I kind of started working on this and then I never had any idea where to go with it because I didn't know what I wanted to do. I just got lost. I hit a dead end. And then we have scoring modes. We have bonus rounds, and I'll show you those. In fact, we're going to play the bonus round of this game.
Shop.
Then we have the shop.
Exit.
and exit. And so the thing is, in this game, you earn coins, and you can actually spend them at the shop to get better equipment. And here's how that works.
Shop.
So you click on the shop.
Welcome to the shop. Use tab and shift plus tab to switch from the section. Up and down arrow browse the available items for objects such as balls and paddles. Left and right increase or decrease the quantity in your cart. Whereas for toggles, left and right enable their first and second settings respectively. Press space in your order total price center to finalize the purchase. See to check how many coins you actually have in your inventory and escape the lead without buying anything. Balls, spinning counter, ball, colon, quantity 0. Price 20 coins. Width 0.15. Speed 0.99. HP 2800.0.
Okay, yeah, and the equipment actually has HP, so if you use it over time, it wears out, and eventually it will break, so you have to go and buy better equipment or buy a new version of the same equipment that just got worn out. And so, I obviously have 7 coins. I can't buy anything, but you heard how this works. Wow, I hate when my balls wear out and break. Me too, man. And so what you have is you have the balls right here that you can buy different ones.
Quantity 0, price 75 coins, width 0.5, speed 0.97, HP 2000.0.
And so these basically...
Quantity 0, price 20 coins, width 0.15, speed 0.99, HP...
It's supposed to be elasticity, not speed. And elasticity is basically how well it bounces. So tab...
Quantity 0, price 20 coins, strength 2.0, elasticity 1.0, and move speed 0.5, HP 300.0.
So yeah, we have the paddles here too, and
pathetic copper paddle colon, quantity 0, price 85 coins, strength 3.0, elasticity 0.98, and move speed 0.5, HP 450.0. Pathetic copper paddle colon, quantity 0.
Mm-hmm. And of course, we also have this.
Trash is empty.
Now what you do...
Trash is empty.
Is if you have anything in your inventory, which I don't right now, you can... If you hit the right arrow, it'll trash it. If you hit the left arrow, you can keep it. And whenever you finalize your purchase, it gets rid of, or doesn't, whatever item you stick in there. So if you have like a mostly broken, useless ball, you can toss it in there. And this is what you use when you're playing through levels, which obviously I hadn't coded, or the scoring modes. You can use this equipment in those. But what we're actually going to play is the bonus round.
Levels, story mode, bonus rounds, ball mania, colon, high score 0. You have 3 balls, and you have to destroy as many blocks as possible without letting any of them stop. If you lose just one, the whole round is over.
In bonus rounds, you don't use equipment you bought. These are just separate little bonus games that give you their own set of equipment. In this case, what we have, and this is why I want to play it, because this is like Marina Break with... a whole bunch of balls on the screen. It's crazy. So we're actually going to have to destroy over 400 blocks. We have to do it within 3.5 minutes. And we have to juggle 3 balls with 1 paddle. And if we lose one of these balls, the game is over. So, I'm going to play that for you real quick.
You have been given a strong, indestructible paddle, but the catch is that you'll need to keep 3 balls moving with it. Try to destroy as many of the 420 blocks as possible in 3.5 minutes. If you can destroy all the blocks during this time, you'll get a nice reward. However, even when ball stops, the whole game is over and you just might get a couple coins. The blocks are set up in the grid fashion, and once one block is destroyed, that block will not be replaced.
Now, I have never been able to complete... Well, I was able to complete this one time, and that's it. Whoa! No! I almost lost the ball. Wow.
Game over. Out of 420 blocks, you destroyed 47.
So yeah, that went well. That was perfect, right? That nothing wrong with that at all. My God. Oh, Hephaestus had tuned in. Okay. Marilyn, this is a breakout game that I had coded that's kind of like Marina Break. I didn't take any of the code from Marina Break. I don't even think I would have been able to. It's in Japanese. But I coded something kind of like it to see if I would be able to. And this is the result. Now I'm going to play that bonus round one more time.
Game over. Out of 420, you got a new high score, beating your old one by 47. Main menu, tutorial, levels, story, bonus rounds. Bonus rounds, you have been given a...
No!
Game over. Out of 420 blocks, you destroyed 17. Main menu, tutorial levels, story modes, bonus rounds.
Damn
bonus
it!
Rounds.
Okay. Now we're getting somewhere.
Object scoop. The battle 1 ball of 50, the battle 18.0, 1 point there are a total of 342 blocks on the field.
I've destroyed quite a few of these.
2 minutes and 52 seconds remaining, 300.
So as you heard, we only have 2 minutes. Not unless that happens. No!
Game over. Out of 420 blocks, you destroyed 114.
I'll take it.
You got a new high score, beating your old one by 67. Main menu tutorial. You need at least one ball in battle to play. See colon high.
Okay, so now it is time for the last part of the episode, which is me. Oh wait, I guess I can't even play rigged mode. Sad freaking day. Carter again. This is Carter's fault, because if not for him, I would still have my rigged mode unlocked, but I had to reset my stats because he said there was a bug.
Scramble, hit by Steve-O, select an option, variation, colon. Scramble, hit, select output device, colon, combo box, Microsoft sound map. Scramble,
okay.
Hit, play, play, variation, colon, normal.
So
select a variable price, colon, 600, sorry, you still need 267 more.
Yeah.
Maybe play.
So, I want to show you the new voiceovers that Scramble got. Scramble, come on, bro, scramble! Play. Yep.
3, 2, 1, go!
Whoa! So I'll play one game of this.
Hold on a second.
Okay. Yeah, Liam did make these. But for those of you who weren't tuned into his stream, and he did. He did want me to play through it and show you guys, because I actually like these. So I'm gonna get up here.
Fortune.
So we got a fortune, and as you can tell, it's actually a lot easier to understand. Got a new platform. Hey Liam, could you do a voiceover of the platform spawned? So I don't have to make your screen reader say it. Oh my god. Ow. Marilyn, I don't know when the game will be released, because there's so much that still needs to be done. Like, I still need to code in a few more modes. I have rigged, normal, and the mini game. Oh, and thanks, Liam. Liam says he sure can record that. So, I have a few of the modes, but I still need to code a couple more modes in, and then I need to worry about how to sell this thing, need to create the registration system. So it's going to be a little bit, but not terribly long.
Scramble hit by Steve-O. Congratulations, you made it to your local top 10.
I got an achievement.
Congratulations, you received the 6th badge. Yeah, that's weird. Let's just add a 6 on this. I wonder if you'll ever figure out what it means.
Nope, nobody has so far, but it does have a definitive meaning.
Select an option, play.
Let's see.
Scramble, defensive. Select output device, bowling, combo, box, Microsoft, sound, scramble, hit by Steve-O.
Alright, and that ends that. Unfortunately, I didn't get to show you guys the rig because of Carter. Hashtag fuck Carter. Nah, he was just trying to help out. It's all good. But, you know what this means. Let's, check some more messages before... No, don't delete. Marilyn, wow. Well, I'm glad you like the game. Hashtag fuck, I was gonna say that. Who was that? Oh, that was Allie. Good job, Allie. Wait, what's probably some math thing? NVDA is pissing me off. There we go. So, yeah, guys. One second. There we go. Oh, the 6 badge. Who knows? Maybe it is a math thing. Maybe it's not. Oh, yeah. No problem. Yeah, I added the lower pitched item so that people without perfect pitch can tell better if the item is behind them. You should play, Allie. You're a beta tester. Go play. Okay, let's see. There we go. Alrighty. This is something that Alec made that he gave me. It's called the... he remastered the Atico's Clock Collection or something. Either way, it's pretty nice. So, guys, I just want to thank you all for tuning in to this episode, and I do need to tell you that if you go to stephend.net/podcast, you can know everything you need to know, like when we're going to have the next stream. You can listen to previous archives of the podcast, or you can write into the podcast if you like and you have something to say. Also, you know, you can join the Skype group and the Discord there, too. And if you have the means to do so and wouldn't mind, I would really appreciate it, but you don't have to. You can drop in a donation to show your support. Again, these are really appreciated, but you're not a bad person if you can't do it. I'm perfectly okay. I really would like for you to spread the word to your friends, so tell them stephend.net/podcast. Tell them about the stream, you know, make them tune in. Show some more people this stuff if you like it. That would mean a hell of a lot to me. Even if you can't donate or anything like that, sharing and caring and listening, I really love that. So thank you guys, and I will see you on March 22nd, which is the week before my birthday. Have fun.